Welcome to the Communication 24/7 podcast, where we communicate about how we communicate. I'm your host, Jennifer Furlong. Y'all, we did it. We made it to the end of season 3. If I'm making it sound like it was a challenge, yeah, it was. 2023 was not kind to me, and it just about broke me, for real. I mean, there were all kinds of things that happened. I got divorced. I moved. I was mentioned in some pretty awful, hyper-partisan-leaning media. My mom died. Two of my dogs died. The company I worked for and loved downsized, and my position, unfortunately, was one of the casualties. Yeah, that was 2023. It was hellacious, and all that chaos made working on the podcast almost impossible. Yeah, getting through season 3 was pretty challenging for me. Regardless, we muscled our way through it. It was a pretty shitty year, but that's okay. We put together a pretty good lineup of experts for you, and you hung in there. Despite the chaos, despite the inconsistencies, you know, consistency is so important in podcasting. And I think I let some of y'all down with not being as consistent as I would like to have been. But regardless of that, you stuck with me. We managed to explore a lot of fantastic, interesting topics in communication, like digital media etiquette, character development, parent and teen communication. We talked about team building and how to manage our emotions more effectively. We talked about networking and interviewing and strategic communications. We even talked about burnout prevention. There were a whole host of fantastic topics that we got through, despite it being inconsistent and despite it being challenging. I'm so lucky in that I had an amazing list of guests, and I want to thank them once more for bringing something meaningful to you all. And as promised, I did manage to sprinkle in some solo casts. I tried to focus on the brass tacks of improving your communication skills, the do's and don'ts, the what you should do and what you should not do in certain situations, but I did not do as many of those solo casts as I had originally hoped to do at the start of season 3. This is going to be another improvement I promise you I will continue to work on for this next season. At the start of the season, I did share with you that I decided to talk about some of the lessons that I learned in a special mini series that I'm going to call Untying the Knot, A Journey of Divorce and Communication. I had every intention of releasing this mini-series at the end of season 3. Life, on the other hand, and 2023, on the other hand, had other plans for me. Unfortunately, the mini-series was yet another casualty of the awful year that was 2023. So many of you, though, indicated an interest in this topic because, unfortunately, and I'm sad to say, you are going through something similar, a horrible breakup, a relationship that has been a long-term relationship for many of you. I'm talking 15, 20, 25 years. I met some people who ended up getting divorced after 30 plus years of marriage. So many of us are out there. So I know that this is a need. This is something that I think we can give one another comfort in. So I do want you to know that I have not given up on it. It is coming. It's just taking a bit longer than initially anticipated. So hold your horses. I promise you that mini series called Untying the Knot, A Journey of Divorce and Communication, it is on its way. Season 3, needless to say, was an emotional journey in more ways than one. Life sure is full of highs and lows, and I know that we all experience those highs and lows. But one thing is for sure, that I truly feel that I am blessed because, look, I am still here. I'm still breathing, and 2024 is really looking up for me. And For the first time in a really long time, I'm excited for the future. I want to thank you for going on this ride with me. And next season, I do have some plans to shake things up a bit. So I hope you hold on. What is next for the Communication 24/7 podcast? I want you to get ready because we have an impressive lineup of communication experts. I'm also going to shift our focus, however. So I want you, if you're curious about that, make sure that you check out the season 4 preview so that you can hear more about what is in store for the Communication 24/7 podcast. Also, because we are wrapping up season 3, I want to share with you some good news about the podcast itself and how, despite the fact that it was chaotic, it was inconsistent, and I did not provide all of the things that I promised to you, I kind of fell short in many ways. Despite all of that, the podcast continues to grow, and I'm so thankful for that. So as long as you're going to keep listening, I'm going to keep producing. And you know what? Even if it comes down to there's just one of y'all who can stand to listen to my voice anymore, you know what? I'll take it. I'm perfectly happy with that. So the achievements, I am so excited to share with you how the Communication 24/7 podcast has grown over this past season. When I look at where you listeners are hailing from all over the world, I am just blown away. Now, of course, the vast majority of my audience is still in North America. About 81% of y'all are in North America. That's pretty wild, though, because that means that, I mean, not quite 20%, okay, 19%, but 19% of y'all are listening from all over the world. I've got about 8% of y'all are listening to me from Asia, about 6% of y'all are listening to me from Europe, and then I have a sprinkling of listeners from Australia and some through Africa and also some through South America. That's pretty amazing to me. So those of you who are listening from all over the world, I truly appreciate you being here. Now, as far as the individual countries, I'm pretty amazed. The top 5 countries, of course, the US, United States, this is where I'm based. So that's going to come in at number 1. I'm really surprised at my top 5, though. India is number 2. Canada is number 3. Germany is number 4. And then Australia is number 5 in terms of my top 5 countries that are listening to the Communication 24/7 podcast. I think that is completely wild. Even further, if I look at the cities, there are about 2,300 cities in total that the Communication 24/7 podcast is being listened to in. Number 1, of course, is the town that I live in, Richmond Hill, Georgia. So thank you, friends and family, and all of my loved ones who are supporting me in this. Thank you for being number 1. And then the rest of the top 5, I've got San Diego, California, then followed by Seattle, Washington, followed by Houston, Texas, and then number 5 is Orlando, Florida. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all of you in those cities that have listened enough where you were able to push your city into the top 5. I think that is completely amazing. I am so appreciative of you hanging out with me and just kind of, you know, listening to me drone on about communication stuff. I hope you will continue to listen to me drone on about all of this communication stuff. Now, as far as the most popular episodes, number 1 was The Power of Community. This is going to be episode 55, Overcoming Challenges and Thriving. And that was with Babs Fasisen. And that was back in May. So thanks, Babs, for creating such an amazing episode. That's followed up with my own episode. This was one of the solo casts that I did in response. Remember earlier I mentioned that I had some pretty awful hyperpartisan leaning media that were saying some things about me and the company that I worked for. So I made a response. It was episode 73 called No, I am not a super secret analyst spy set to crush conservative media. That came in at number 2, so that must have struck a chord with many of you. Now, look, y'all know I'm conservative. If you listen to me long enough, you know that I'm conservative, but I also try to strive to have as open of a mind as possible. I fall short in many ways, but I do enjoy having conversations with people from across the political spectrum. And if being open-minded and wanting to hear different perspectives and being open to different perspectives and points of view, I can do that without my conservative viewpoints being changed. I'm very confident in my beliefs, in my conservative beliefs. And so if some of you who are further to the right than I am, if that makes you uncomfortable, that's a you problem and not a me problem, because I'm comfortable, I'm confident. So that was episode 73. If you're curious about that, check it out. Number three episode of season three was Revolutionize Your Networking Game with Robbie Samuels. Robbie, thank you so much for that valuable advice in networking. If you have not had a chance to check that episode out, watch it or listen to it. Again, I am on YouTube, so if you want to watch it, please feel free to do that as well. Episode four, the most popular one in season three, was Unlock Your Visual Thinking Superpower, Enhancing Connection with David Winkleman. So David, thank you for creating such an amazing episode. And then the last one I'm going to highlight would be episode 70. That was also an incredibly popular one with Josh Porthouse. Maybe you need to reconsider your approach. I just love having my conversations with Josh. I've been on his podcast. He's been on my podcast a couple of times, and we always tend to have a fantastic conversation about values and how we express those values through our everyday communication and our actions, and how important it is to be able to understand what your core values are and how do you align your everyday actions with those core values. So if you're interested in hearing more about that, make sure that you check out episode 70 with Josh Porthouse. So those are just a few of the stats I wanted to share with you as I'm wrapping up season three. This is the last thing, I promise. I want you to know just how much I appreciate you spending some of your time with me. Whether you are riding in the car, you're doing some chores, or maybe you have me on in the background, you're listening while you're at work. Hey, I'm cool with that. I'm just happy that you chose to spend some of your time with me. That is very special to me. And from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you. All right, that's it. Get ready for season four. You all have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and a review.